Radio City Talk.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersole. Weekdays from 7 till 11.
Tomorrow's Wembley Stadium is going to witness a cracker, we hope, between Liverpool and Barcelona. And the Liverpool Echo's James Pearce will be there. Morning to you, James.
Morning, Steve.
Dreamy tie, this one, isn't it?
It certainly is, yeah. It's a special game, isn't it? 90,000 sell-out crowd. I think the tickets went in a matter of hours, and a reunion with Luis Suarez as well. So, promises to be some occasion.
I mean, there's so much focus on him. He has developed his game. He's taken a step up in his game since his arrival at Barcelona, as if that was possible. You know, the football we were witnessing was absolutely lip-smacking. He's taken it a step further.
He has, yeah. I mean, obviously, to be surrounded by so much talent at the Nou Camp, he has done. I think most Liverpool fans who obviously witnessed him in that 2013-14 season probably wouldn't have been too surprised, because you know he was just on a completely different level that season, and he came within a whisker of inspiring Liverpool to the title, and just a very unique talent really, in terms of someone who's blessed with so much natural ability, but such an amazing work ethic and desire rolled in as well. Just the absolute complete player. I think, what was it, 59 goals he scored in all competitions last season, which is just, it's just obscene, isn't it? It's just, it just doesn't, it's just a crazy, crazy amount of goals, and the amount of assists as well he provides. I don't think there's been a better player in the world probably in the last 12 months.
He almost seems more at ease, more at peace with himself. Do you remember when we used to stand in the mix zone, basically, for those who don't understand, after a match, we'd stand there as journalists and try and get an interview with a player. And it almost seemed whenever Luis Suarez came down there, he didn't want to look at you. He was caught up in that bubble of all the front page headlines as well as the back page. And on the pitch, he was sort of happy. But off the pitch, you just felt that maybe he wasn't at ease entirely in Liverpool. But now he just seems like he's shed all that and he hasn't got any worries of the world around him.
Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah, because I think there was always that feeling, wasn't there, when he was in England, that he felt as if people were against him and had it in for him. I mean, obviously the infamous run-ins he had with obviously the Patrice Evra affair, and there was the other ones as well, and then obviously the bite on Ivanovic, and I think all of that contributed. But he always felt that it was like an agenda against him, which I think in some ways probably fueled him and inspired him to try and put one over people. But yeah, I think you're right. He does look a lot more at ease with himself now. I think he looks a lot more relaxed. He's obviously matured as a player and a person as well. And it's just an absolute pleasure to watch him play. And it's just a shame that it's no longer in the colours of Liverpool, because I think he's rightly regarded as one of the greatest that has ever pulled on a Liverpool shirt. I think the only thing that probably kind of denies him that real legendary status is the fact he didn't really stay around long enough to actually win trophies, which I think part of being a legend is obviously key to it.
And you've done a good piece today in The Echo where you're talking about talent drain. And obviously, we want to see Liverpool as a club again that doesn't have to lose its very best talent and not have those moments where a Luis Suarez is waving goodbye for a Barcelona.
Yeah, it was interesting. I sat down with Jurgen Klopp towards the end of the USA tour in St. Louis, and it was just one of the things we talked about. And he said he got quite animated, actually, when I asked him about it. He said, this is definitely one of my targets, he said, for the coming years. He said, we need to stop this. He said, no successful team in world football is constantly changing their team. He said, you can't develop talent and then keep on losing it. And, he's aware of, obviously what's happened at Liverpool probably in the last, certainly the last 7 or 8 years, if you go back to probably when Xabi Alonso left for Real Madrid, and obviously Mascherano, and then Torres, and obviously Suarez, and probably Raheem Sterling to a lesser extent. He was another example of a talented player that Liverpool had developed, then having his head turned by someone else. And yeah, Klopp just said that's part of his job, to make Liverpool such a successful place and such an environment around the place that the players don't want to leave. It's about making Liverpool, viewed by players as somewhere they can see out their career and almost for it to be a kind of like an ultimate destination rather than just a stepping stone.
And part of that cycle is for him to get in those very best players as well. I mean, we've already got the Coutinhos there, the Firminos, the Daniel Sturridges, and I'm sure he will want to keep those players, but also it's to attract the other ones.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I mean, it's I think it's been interesting this summer, hasn't it? Probably the it's been quite a busy one for Liverpool, but you know, probably what there hasn't been is those kind of those real marquee signings that fans crave. You know, I think. You know, it was another topic of conversation during the tour with Klopp. You know, the fact that you know you look at some of the deals that Manchester City and Chelsea, and obviously you know the standout one is the United one that they look like they're close to finalising with Pogba. You know, and Klopp said, you know, this is he said, you know, those are not the kind of deals I would want to do. He said, you know, even if I could do those deals, he said, you know, I want to do things differently here. I mean, I think if you look back at his track record at Dortmund, you know, he's always developed the very best players rather than brought them in as the finished article. And you know, he clearly views as players like Mane and Wijnaldum, who Liverpool have spent you know decent money on this summer, as players that he can work with and take them to the next level.
How did you find the tour? The atmosphere around the squad? Sometimes they're quite sort of tense affairs, aren't they? But has he eased things up, Jurgen Klopp?
It was interesting. I mean, it was very intense in terms of the training schedule. I think speaking to the players and staff around the place, you know, I think there wasn't probably. I think people were saying they'd never had so little free time in terms of one of these tours, and it was interesting as well just how little emphasis there was on the commercial side, because certainly in recent years you've been used to kind of. It almost felt at times as if training was kind of being fitted in around visits to Dunkin' Donuts and Subway shops and selling shirts, and that certainly wasn't the case this time around. It was to watch training was fascinating at their Stanford University base, and it was double sessions every day. They were even having you know a pretty tough session on the morning of each of the three games. So I think it was a trip where you couldn't judge it on the three games they played over there. Just because of the amount of work that they put in, but I think you know there was a lot to admire about it. I think you know you can see that you know Klopp is so big, isn't he, on the team ethic and creating something. So, you know, he talked about a special quality that he'd seen in the training and a unity and a camaraderie that he's desperate to foster, and you could see that. And I think you know he seemed pretty excited about the way that things were coming together, because you know, of course, when he arrived last season, he never had that time to spend with the squad. You know, they were constantly in a cycle of playing and recovering, and you know, I think he views this kind of 5-6 week period as probably the most important of his time as Liverpool manager so far.
James, you've been watching the training. If you had to pick the 11 now that we're going to start against Arsenal, could you do it right now? Would you sort of say this is what I believe will start the season?
Yeah, I mean, I could have a go for you. I think probably the most difficult one is because he's had so many players coming back at different times. You know, there was so many players at different stages of their pre-season, because obviously the first week of the tour, you know, the England lads didn't join in with the main kind of intensive sessions because they were still doing their base training. Obviously, Emre Can came back late. So I think if Joel Matip's fit. I think he'll start as centre-back alongside Lovren, but you know he missed all three games on tour, which is a bit of a worry. So you know, with a foot problem. But I think you know, if he can improve his fitness this weekend, I think it'd be Matip alongside Lovren. I think obviously in the absence of another left-back, it'll be Moreno. Obviously, Klein picks himself at right-back. I think probably the two kind of sitting in midfield is quite interesting, because you know I think obviously... Where does he see Wijnaldum as being best? You know, he talked about how Wijnaldum could play further forward, could play deeper. He wasn't particularly effective when he played in one of those two deeper roles. So I just wonder whether it might be like a Chan Henderson as the two sitting, and then probably you'd say Sturridge as the one up front. But then Origi was one of the standout performers on the tour. So that, I think that's a genuine dilemma for Klopp. And then probably the three just behind. I mean, I think Firmino probably picks himself, Coutinho picks himself, and then you're probably then tossing a coin between, will it be Wijnaldum, will it be Mane? you know, you're not even fitting Adam Lallana in that team, who Klopp really admires as well. So it's, I think the exciting thing is that going forward, he certainly has got a lot more options than he had last season, and certainly more options that actually fit the way that he wants Liverpool to play.
A few good dilemmas, and just finally, you picked out one massive dilemma, and that's Divock Origi. I'm a big fan. I think the improvement over the past season has been incredible, and I think he's got quite a lot on his plate now, the manager, deciding whether it's Sturridge, Ings or Origi, given the system that he likes to play.
Yeah, and I think probably that I think you could make a strong case for the fact that Origi is probably the striker he's got, who is most perfectly fitted to what he demands of a centre forward, because he just made so much progress last season. You know, from the player we saw kind of in August, September, October to when he was absolutely flying just before that horrible injury he picked up in the Merseyside derby. He got so much stronger. He's so much more intelligent, tactically, in terms of when to shut down space and when to stay. And he just stretches defenders and pulls them into areas they don't want to be. And he's got the lot, really. You know, he scored a fantastic goal when he came off the bench. I think it was against AC Milan on the tour, and he just looked really, really sharp. And I think he's one that you could, you know, if you were looking around the squad, you know, I'd expect him to have a massive season for the club.
I believe it was a stellar performance by yourself last night, James. You're in Football Action.
I wouldn't go that far, Steve. It was,
oh, really?
Well, we the Echo maintained a winning run. I was still a bit jet lagged, to be honest, but we played Mercedes Liverpool, and it was a 13-1 win.
13-1.
Yeah, they
a few hat tricks.
I got three, but I don't want to.
Just the three.
I'm all about the team ethic.
I like those sorts of players. Not like Tony Scott. He's more about himself, isn't he? James, thank you very much, pal. Take care.
Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool. Radio City Talk.